it was transferred on paper with one officer to Japan after the occupation, and we became a part of the forces that stayed on Cebu Island, and later we went to Leyte as a military police company. When I went to Leyte, they transferred me in the CID, which is criminal investigation, and I served in that till they sent me home.
When you got back, did you just settle down in East Carroll Parish?
No, I went to Tampico, Mexico, and stayed 6 months, me and my wife. We worked on roads down there. I went back to work for a fellow that I was working for when I never did finish the question you asked me a while ago, what all kind of work I did, but and he was working down there building roads, and we really enjoyed it and had a lot of fun. I was young then and didn't have too many responsibilities.
Did you learn to speak Spanish?
No, ma'am. I got by. There was a lot of German, Japanese, Russian people there. Migrants that had moved there and been there for years and bought land down there. I had a brother-in-law that learned speaking because he fell in love with a German girl that spoke Spanish, and she couldn't speak English. She spoke German and Spanish, and he had to learn the Spanish language.
Tell me about him. Have you been very active in clubs or church?
In 1951, I believe, I became a Christian in the Baptist Church in at Transylvania, Louisiana, Transylvania Baptist Church. I was one of those people that, you know, I thought I was a pretty good man, but that's not good enough. Then after I accepted Christ and I served as Sunday school teacher, I was elected a deacon in the church 6 years ago. Till I got old and decrepit, I think for the first 8 years I didn't miss a day in Sunday school. But due to, I guess you might say, laziness. The job I have now running the cotton gin, it operates 7 days a week, round the clock, and sometimes I can't make it.
What season is the cotton gin on?
So generally, we start, you raising the cotton state? No, we start in, basically, when I first went to work there 12 years ago, 13 now, we would start in August, and there was still a lot of hand-picked cotton in. Last week in August, first week in September, we'd be ginning cotton, of course, on an old slow gin, 4 or 5 bales now. Now, last 3 years, we didn't gin the first bale of cotton until almost the last week in September or the first in October. Weather conditions being favorable, we have gotten through before Thanksgiving. Due to high capacity gin, the gin's 21 bales an hour.
What sort of work have you had to be doing down there these past few weeks?
Well, this year I hadn't worked because our crop's going to be so short. We ginned 18,000 bales last year. This year we'll gin hopefully 5,000 due to the flooding conditions. People just didn't get it planted. So